It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Wolf Banesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. Wednesday edition of the show underway. It is July 20 of 2022. I am your host, Colbert, inside the Shirley Street studio. And as usual, a jam-packed show for you today. Thanks for being here, however you are tuned in, whether that's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Speaking of the website, bookmark it. Make it a regular stop for yourself. That's where you get the podcast of this show and all sorts of outstanding local and statewide sports content. Also, make sure that you follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColbert. And like the Facebook page, type in 1650TheFan. You'll see it pop up. Hammer the like button. You'll be all set and ready to go. If you want to join in today with any questions or comments, dial us up, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or 800-913-9479. I say us because intern David Warrington is alongside today, and you will hear from him shortly. He's got area sports news and scores in front of him for a Wednesday, and I tell you what, let me give you the email if you want to email me, Cole at 1650thefan.com, and let's immediately go to David Warrington and put this man on the witness stand as we witnessed crimes Monday night, David. Nothing short of crimes, criminal activity at the Home Run Derby, and I can hear listeners right now groaning, going, oh my God, Cole still can't get over this. There may or may not have been a rant of certain proportions yesterday on this program about it, but are you here to deny that Albert Pujols was not once but twice gifted 30 seconds of bonus time in that derby that he did not deserve? Because that is what I saw. That is what the internet saw. Now maybe you saw something different.
No, Cole, I don't think I can deny that.
So here is a Cardinal fan admitting to me, man who lost $22 betting on Kyle Schwarber, who Schwarber was cheated out of a semifinals appearance due to this illegality that took place with Albert Pujols. How does it sit with you? Did you find yourself, you can be honest, your internship does not depend on this. How did it strike you in the moment? Did you find yourself maybe not even paying attention to the fact that he was given that time? Is that how it worked out for you, a Cardinals fan?
Pretty much, yeah. I kind of was just more focused on like rooting on Albert and all that stuff. And then I came to think of it later and I saw everything on Twitter. I'm like, oh man,
yeah,
I didn't quite realize it worked out like that.
Well, I mean, in fairness to you as a Cardinal fan, it's not always easy to know when your team is cheating, like when they hacked into the Houston Astros database. I don't know if you remember that at all. Do you remember when that happened?
Oh, was that like 2014? Have you blocked something?
Okay. Yeah. But you haven't blocked it completely out of your memory yet.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe a couple more years, and there won't be a Cardinal fan on earth that doesn't remember that one. No big deal. Just hacked into a rival team's, you know, database. Nothing to see here, guys. But, yeah, so, you know, wherever the Cardinals go, you know, criminality follows. And so Albert Pujols or Rob Manfred or both, like, they can – one of the two can send me a check for $22. I'd accept cash as well. I don't take Bitcoin. maybe that's maybe I should, but that didn't work out so well for Odell Beckham Jr. With that Rams contract. So either Rob Manfred can send me $11 and Albert can send me $11, or one of the two can send me $22. But yeah, I find it interesting that, you know, Cardinal fans, and I'm sure not only Cardinal fans, but just the, you know, the person who's not really watching with a keen eye, I'm sure a lot of people didn't even notice it. I'm sure there's a lot of people that still didn't even know that it was a thing. But a friend of mine who I'm not on TikTok. Are you on TikTok?
I have an account, but I don't really use it.
Okay. You don't go on there and watch anything?
No.
Like, you don't necessarily strike me as someone who makes TikToks.
No.
But do you go on there and watch the content from time to time?
Maybe every 3 weeks or something, but
okay,
not often.
That's good. That's good. Because I'll do that with Instagram. I don't have TikTok, but on Instagram, I don't post anything, but you know, I'll go on there and look at the content. All right, hold on here. Let me see. David, if you want to actually just go through a couple of our first area sports news and scores, I'm going to try to put a caller on the air, okay?
Sounds good. So first of all, several area wrestlers competed on Team Iowa that won the Junior Men's Freestyle National Championships yesterday in Fargo, North Dakota. Iowa had four individual champions as they finished with 214 team points over the three-day competition. Pennsylvania was second with 116. Among the individual champions on Team Iowa were a pair of Waverly Shell Rock wrestlers, Ryder Block at 138 and Aiden Riggins at 160. Other area wrestlers that placed were Nashua Plainfield's Jaden Rankin, who took third at 100, and Waverly Shell Rock's Jake Walker, who finished seventh at 285.
All right, great. We'll get to more of area sports news and scores here in just a moment, but we go to the phone lines now where Eric joins us. Eric, where are you calling from today, bud?
Well, calling from Cedar Falls. We worked together once with the Cedar Falls Times.
Okay. What's up, Van Sickle? How you doing, man?
Okay. Hey, I just wanted to correct the record that on your rant about Albert Pujols getting more time than he deserved. Actually, the rule stated that everybody gets 30 seconds after the initial 3 minutes in the first two rounds or 2 minutes in the final round. But if a hitter gets two or more home runs of 440 feet or more, then they get a minute on as bonus time, where they're throwing those pink baseballs to raise, basically sponsored by T-Mobile.
Eric, I saw was the graphic with hit the home run this far, you get 30 seconds, hit two of them, you get 30 seconds, hit four of them, you got a minute. The other thing I will say, too, setting that aside, because until I have a chance to go look at it again, we're just going to have to agree to disagree. But the other thing, too, was the last home run that Albert hit. There was 0 seconds on the clock for...
As long as the ball was thrown before the buzzer sounded.
It wasn't. I'll send you the video. How about that?
All right. Well, that's beside the point, but yeah.
Not beside the point. You can't hit a home run with 0 seconds on the clock. It doesn't count. We got to have rules. What's society without rules, Eric?
Well, the umpire allowed it. But
he was wrong.
If you go to like the very beginning of the show, it does spell out the rules that everybody gets 30 seconds, but if you get two home runs of 440 or more, you get another 30.
Okay, I'll go back and I'll check it again. But nonetheless, right, there was some criminality going on. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling, Eric. Eric calling in from Cedar Falls. Eric, you know what? I think Eric's a Cubs fan, so I don't know. I don't know how to take that one right there, but I will go back out of respect to Eric and make sure that I'm right there. But in the meantime, I will continue to say that one way or another, there was a high level of criminality that went on in that home run derby. All right. You know, another thing I wanted to bring up, too, I don't know, David, if you were around for this. You know, a large part of the conversation recently has been conference realignment. And so Notre Dame's kind of the next, you know, cutest gal to try to bring in and dance with. And so a lot's been made of that. And if I'm not mistaken, Notre Dame was making somewhere between $15 and $20 million annually on their NBC contract. Did you see what they asked for on the new one?
I did not.
They want $75 million a year. Okay. I mean, sure. Like, I want a $20,000 raise. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how you like triple what you're currently getting on your cable rights deal. Like, I could see it maybe doubling, like going from like, I don't know, say it was at 19 to like, I don't know, 44, 43, somewhere around there, give or take a little bit. But yeah, you know, they want $75 million. And you know why they want $75 million is because the Big Ten revenue share is rumored to be somewhere between $65 and $80 million right. when all is going to be said and done.
Yep.
So they don't want to have to join a conference, and they still want to make the same amount of money. And I said this all along. I said, whether they join a conference or not, they're going to want special treatment. And this is what they're doing. They're asking for special treatment from NBC. And I hope NBC tells them to take a hike, quite frankly. I don't find myself really off of Fox, Big Ten Network, CBS. I really don't find the room in ESPN3, for that matter, you know, watching FCS. And I suppose there's many others out there who could be different. But I just never find the room to work NBC into my college football, you know, watching. I just don't ever think to turn it to, oh, I'm missing out on the Notre Dame game. But that's the thing. That's going to be the annoying part of this, because this conference realignment stuff, I suppose it could be annoying for people who are, you know, wanting the tradition of college football to stick around. I'm sorry. I like it too, but it just seems like it's gone. It's going away, except the fact, whether you like it or not. But here's Notre Dame trying to thread the needle here of keeping things the same while also getting filthy rich at the same time. I wanted to call them out for doing what they always do, which is operate with immense amounts of ego. And that's what we found here. So we interrupted area sports news and scores. That was some good stuff from those Waverly Shell Rock wrestlers at the Junior National Freestyle. I know we got plenty more to get to, so go ahead, David.
Dyersville Beckman pulled away to beat Dyke New Hartford 7-4 yesterday in a Class 2A quarterfinal at the state baseball tournament in Carroll. The Wolverines fell behind 3-1 early, but they scored twice in the top of the fourth to tie the game at 3 apiece. Beckman responded with 2 runs in the bottom of the fourth and 2 more in the bottom of the fifth. Dyke New Hartford finishes the year at 26-4. Semifinal action will take place today at the state baseball tournament. Class 1A play will take place in Carroll, while 3A games will be played in Iowa City. In a 3A semifinal contest involving an area school, 5th seed Independence is taking on at Davenport Assumption. That game got underway just 12 minutes ago at the top of the hour. The Mustangs are playing in the semifinals for the first time since 1996. Independence is 30-11 on the year, while Assumption is 31-6. Several Metro and Cedar Valley players will be representing the North team in the 2022 Iowa Shrine Bowl game. This year's contest will take place Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock at the Unidome. The Shrine Bowl features 92 of the top high school senior football players in the state. Area players on the North team roster include Will Lynch of Cedar Falls, Waterloo West Tyree Gardner, Waterloo East, Kaywan Owens, Jake Bradley of Waterloo Columbus, Lane McDonald of Waverly Shellrock, Grundy Center's Logan Kanak, Denver's Braden Powers, and Marcus Beatty of Independence. Waterloo Columbus head coach Brad Schmidt will be an assistant on the North staff. This year's game will be the 50th playing of the Iowa Shrine Bowl, which has helped raise nearly $3 million for Shriners Children's Hospitals. University of Iowa junior Duncan Davitt was selected by Tampa Bay yesterday in the 18th round of the Major League Baseball draft. Last year, the Indianola native went 4-1 with a 3.38 ERA in 19 appearances as a key reliever in the Hawkeye bullpen. In over 40 innings, the right-hander had 61 strikeouts to just 15 walks. Davitt was the fourth Hawkeye to have his name called in the 2022 MLB draft. It's the fourth time under Coach Rick Heller that Iowa's had four or more players selected. Iowa senior pitcher Ben Budel is signing as an undrafted free agent with the Chicago White Sox. The Davenport native had a breakout senior season in 2022, finishing 3-0 with a 1.47 ERA and 4 saves in 29 appearances. In 30 and two-thirds innings of work, the Southpaw had 41 strikeouts to just 6 walks and allowed just 22 hits. The Minnesota Vikings have waived former Iowa quarterback Nate Stanley. Stanley was a 7th-round pick in 2020 and spent his rookie season on the practice squad. He was waived with an injury during final cuts last year and spent the year on injured reserve after he went unclaimed. The 24-year-old Stanley was a 3-year starter at Iowa and was honorable mention All-Big Ten as a senior. And lastly, the Northwoods League All-Star Game was played last night. The Great Plains defeated the Great Lakes team 4-2 in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin. 3 members of the Waterloo Bucks played on the Great Plains team All-Stars: Cameron Cromer, Ryan Gardino, and Ty Walton.
So you're saying the Bucks players got to go play on an All-Star team to get a win? Oh, that wasn't very nice to me. My bad. I take that one back. It sucks. They're having a tough season. Hopefully they can finish strong. But all right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash VSiN Action Update and a forecast all coming up next. You're listening to a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
Well, now that Jimmy Garoppolo is healthy enough to practice, the trade talks are expected to pick up, and the Niners have given his agents permission to seek a trade. The Raiders are the first team to report to training camp. They'll hold their first practice tomorrow. Today, one of the rare days in the sports calendar where there's almost no action. Baseball is off the All-Star break before the second half opens tomorrow. First game on tap, the Yankees and Astros in Houston in a battle of the two best teams in the American League. The Yanks currently lead the majors with 64 wins. The Astros hold the 3-2 series edge this year. It's a short turnaround for the All-Stars, but Aaron Judge already focused on tomorrow's battle.
Oh, it's two of the best teams in the AL going after it, you know, for two right after the break. It's going to be exciting. Every time we go to Houston, you know, the crowd's always into it. Always a packed house, always, you know, competitive, so... We're looking forward to it.
And Christian Javier, who is one of the pitchers on the mound for the recent combined no-hitter in the Bronx, will start game one tomorrow for Houston. Also, tomorrow, the Dodgers, the best team in the NL in the first half, will host the rival Giants. The lone game today was in the WNBA, where the Chicago Sky defeated the Seattle Storm 78-74. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Jim Rome here. Coming up Thursday in the Jungle, conversations with Dolphins defensive end Emmanuel Ogba and Colts running back Nyheim Hines. Thursday, noon Eastern, 9 Pacific. CBS Sports Radio.
It's time for Unfolding Futures. Here's Akwi Enji.
The temps are hot, the fireworks are flying, and at Waterloo Schools, our students are sizzling with excitement as the summer learning continues. This summer, students from 21 different schools will be attending Camp Invention, a fantastic week-long STEM camp offering hands-on activities incorporating science, technology, engineering, math, and the arts. And the 2022 Middle School Career Technical Education Camp was a huge success. Students entering 6th through 8th grade were able to experience different Waterloo Career Center programs with hands-on activities and exposure to possible careers. And our summer athletes are knocking it out of the park. Congratulations to those athletes. At Waterloo Schools, our students are award-winning athletes, thespians, musicians, and more. And they're enjoying the summer with a variety of camps, extracurricular activities, and summer learning. Visit us online at waterlooschools.org. Again, that's waterlooschools.org.
Your local one-hour heating and air conditioning knows how miserable it feels when your AC goes out. You want it fixed fast, fixed right, and get a fast quote. Unlike some companies, we don't give you a quote until we actually see what the problem is. Then we'll give you our straightforward price and always stand by our work. Right now, get savings on any AC repair. Call 855-1-HOUR.
Your comfort is just a call away. Call 1-HOUR.
Terms and conditions may apply. Call for details. Independently owned and operated. Licensed in the respective state or county.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
The Major League Baseball season resumes Thursday. The Yankees, the latest favorite to win the World Series at plus 310. The Dodgers at plus 450. The Houston Astros at plus 600. The Mets behind them at plus 800. The 3M Open at TPC Twin Cities underway Thursday after the final major championship of the season won by Cameron Smith last week. Smith not in the field this week. Tony Finau, the odds-on favorite at plus 1500. Hideki Matsuyama at plus 1700. Sungjae Im at plus 1900. Red hot winning picks at experts.winnersandwiners.com. Save 75% on any best bet package with the promo code ACTION75. That's ACTION75 at experts.winnersandwiners.com.
I'm Trey Westerberg, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Lows dip down to about 66. Tonight, under clear skies, winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine outside. Tomorrow, highs around 90. Slight chance for scattered storms. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 64. Chance for scattered storms Friday and Saturday. Upper 80s, Friday, low 90s by Saturday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 86.
You're listening to the Cedar Valley Sports Leader, 1650 The Fan. And you're listening to Cole and Company with Colbert, weekdays 5 to 6.
Yeah, welcome back. Thanks for being here. Wednesday edition of the show, rolling on. The Major League Draft has come to an end, finally. I'm not even sure how many rounds there are now. There was the pandemic that threw it off, and then a new collective bargaining agreement. So that's why we bring in the big guns here. Dargan Southard of the Des Moines Register does a great job covering Iowa Hawkeyes baseball, among many other things. Dargan, welcome in. How you been, man?
Been good. It's ironic that we are chatting on what I feel like can be dubbed the worst sports day of the year, because, frankly, there's not a whole lot going on. So, I like the All-Star break. I like the All-Star game. I think it's Same. The best All-Star game product out there. But yeah, by Wednesday, I'm probably the only person glad that there are actually games tomorrow, shortening the break.
Yeah.
You know, one less day to get some of these makeup games in. But yeah, I'm kind of having, you know, like pandemic flashbacks when the only thing available was, you know, Belarus soccer and whatever else that, you know, the lingering leagues around the world. So happy to have baseball come back tomorrow, you know, after this nice little break here.
Yeah, right now, I mean, what you're looking back at stuff that happened, or you're looking ahead at what's going to be, and that's what we're going to do today. As I was mentioning the MLB draft, and there was four Iowa Hawkeyes selected. How many rounds are there, Dargan? Do you know how many rounds there are now? Because I can't remember anymore with all the change that's happened.
There is 20 rounds now. So there used to be
30-something, right?
I thought there was even more than that. It was absurd.
It may have been 42. For some reason, 42 is in my head.
Yeah. And then they overcorrected with the pandemic, which was way too short. Mm-hmm. And so now we've kind of come back and are somewhere in the middle here with 20 rounds. But, yeah, you know, four Hawkeyes go. First time that's happened since 2018. I would say most of it unfolded as expected. You know, Adam Major goes, you know, in the second round. He's the highest draft pick out of Iowa baseball since 1990. So, you know, obviously that's another notch in, you know, Iowa's rise back to being, you know, a relevant Big Ten program. And you know, to have a season like Major did and to cap it off on draft day like that is pretty cool. You know, Peyton Williams, interesting that another Blue Jay selection, that's three in the last 4 years. So obviously they like something out of Iowa because they circled back and got Peyton Williams in the seventh round. Thought that might be where Keaton Anthony would go, you know, the Big Ten freshman of the year. He ends up not getting picked, which is, it feels like this time of year is usually delivering, not necessarily bad news, but you rarely seem to get good news this year, at this time of year, if you're a college baseball coach in terms of what your roster might look like for next year. So, That was a win. I'm sure Rick Heller didn't necessarily know if he was going to get, but was happy to get it. And then Dylan Nedved in the ninth round of the Padres, good senior sign there. You know, we'll be interested to see what happens with him. And then Duncan Davitt to the Rays in the 18th round. You know, he's kind of a guy that's been in the mix for several years, hasn't really gotten that, you know, super breakthrough, stay in the rotation all year long season, but has thrown some good innings for Iowa over the years, and you know, it could be feeling like, you know, that clock's ticking and it's time to bounce. So, and then Ben Butel signs a UDFA with the White Sox, so that's not super surprising either. You know, left-handed relievers always tend to get a look somewhere. So, I would say not a whole lot that kind of deviated from what was expected.
With Keaton Anthony having been, you know, gotten all those accolades as, you know, the all-freshman team, all-American, you know, conference, all-freshman accolades, and deservedly so, a lot of times if a guy like that goes undrafted, Dargan, to my knowledge, it's because the teams don't think there's a lot of signability there. Was there any sort of information out there that, you know, Keaton Anthony, his camp maybe for whatever that might look like, said, you know, if we're not a X pick or higher, he's definitely back playing college ball?
You know, I'm not sure on the exact specifics, but what I will say kind of generally speaking is a guy like him, kind of like you said, has a lot of leverage in that, you know, he's just coming off of a big college season, has not just one, but multiple years of eligibility left. And you can kind of plant your feet in the ground a little firmer if you're that type of prospect. And you know, it may have been more a dollar amount than a pick, you know, spot necessarily. I'm not sure, you know, about the specifics. But, again, you know, that's a guy who you look across the board and a lot of guys, you know, in his similar stature, similar rise, bounce at the first chance that they get to Pro Bowl. And so it's interesting, you know, again, you know, NIL kind of changes that to a certain extent. Guys can, you know, again, plant their feet a little firmer in what they're asking. And if it's not exactly what they get, then, you know, they can hop back to college. But definitely, you know, Rick Heller is got to be pretty happy because, you know, he, like I said, there haven't been many on the fence guys, I feel like, in my time covering the team, who have come back to school. You know, a lot of the guys who were on the fence, you know, I feel like pretty much all of them across the board ended up coming back. They did get Brady Shanuel back after he signed out of junior college, but that seems to be one of the bigger wins in Rick Heller's time here around the draft, for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. Dargan Southard, Des Moines Register, our guest right now. Follow him on Twitter at Dargan_Southard. When you look at this group of four that got drafted, somebody might say, well, Adam Mazur was a second-round pick, so, you know, he's the one who would have the quickest path to the big leagues. That's not at all the case. For anybody who watches Major League Baseball closely, it could be that a team, you know, has a track record of getting relief arms, you know, quickly graduated through their system, or guys that are big, you know, big bats find their way through a system. Among these four, is there anything you've learned about their circumstances with their new teams where you go, you know what, I think this guy could have the quickest path to the big leagues as long as he's performing?
Yeah, I of those four, I would still say that Mazur is probably, you know, who I would expect to get to the big leagues first among those four. But I would definitely keep an eye on Dylan Nedved because he's a guy who showcased this past season his versatility as, you know, being a starter, being a reliever, doing it at any point, changing at any point, which is not, you know, always a trait that is a given with pitchers. And you know, coaches raved about his mental makeup, his, you know, approach and mentality, kind of those buzzwords that you hear that, you know, allows him to maybe play above the tools that he has. So, you know, again, it's always a toss-up when you have those college arms. You know, you look up in a few years and you go, oh, I remember that guy from college, or I remember that guy. But did that with the Twins the other day with Smeltzer from Ohio State.
Yeah.
So, And Dalton Varsho as well, who's the Diamondbacks starting catcher. I had no idea he went to UW-Milwaukee until I looked back at some box scores and saw that he came to Iowa City in a midweek. So it's definitely possible. I could see Nedved making some noise in the minor leagues for sure.
When it comes to the bounce that the program gets from something like this, where is the pendulum as it relates to, well, no, Iowa baseball should have 3, 4, or 5 guys getting drafted every year? Or is it more like, you know, 1 or 2 is mighty fine? More than that, then you're really starting to get some prospects, some recruits out there to take notice. I'm just curious about, you know, what's the measuring stick in terms of how much this helps Rick Heller's program?
Yeah, I think, you know, probably more than the number of picks, which is definitely noteworthy because, you know, 4 picks in 1 draft from Iowa did not happen not too long ago. And so that's definitely noteworthy. But I think Adam Mazur's rise and their ability to have him go not just from, you know, kind of, you know, needing some work to a good pitcher. He became the best pitcher in the conference, the highest draft pick in 30 years at the program. You know, he's probably going to have the biggest signing bonus of any Iowa player that's been drafted. I think the way that his ascension happened so quickly and so emphatically is probably the biggest plus that, you know, Rick Heller and his staff gains from this, because, you know, think about where Adam Mazur was, you know, 13 months ago. You know, he was coming out of South Dakota State, going to the Cape Cod League with a 7 ERA, you know, just ugly numbers across the board, you know, and barely a year later, he's a first-round draft pick and has a nice paycheck coming his way if he never makes another dime in pro baseball, which he obviously will. So I think the way that that happened so quickly, and, you know, you start thinking how many guys in college baseball had similar numbers to Adam Mazur a year ago. Very many. And so, you know, not to say that that's going to happen with every recruit or every kind of project that Iowa takes on, but it definitely offers a lot more. It makes Iowa even more attractive, certainly from a pitching standpoint, and watching, you know, the way that development went so quickly.
Dargan Southard, Des Moines Register, with us for a few more minutes on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Dargan, let's shift gears here. I haven't talked to you since the Big Ten had its two big additions, UCLA, USC going to join the conference in 2024. You cover Iowa football. What was your reaction when you saw that news?
Yeah, you know, pretty stunned. Just from a, you know, the first thing I thought is, I always like to laugh at the geographical nonsense that's now forming, and as did a lot of people. And you know, that first November Saturday when it's about 12 to 25 degrees outside and UCLA or USC rolls into, you know, Illinois with 20 people there, or Northwestern with 20 people there. I'm sure nobody's going to be really, you know, touting how great the conference realignment is. But, you know, overall, I think, you know, I've been kind of trying to formulate what, you know, how this is going to be naturally weaved into, you know, how we talk about college athletics. And, you know, I know the Big Ten has said that it's kind of staying put right now. But I think inevitably you're going to get to the point where there's a couple or three big leagues with 20 teams in them, and they're spread all across the country. And so, you know, you look at how pro sports, particularly in baseball and football, are divided up. You know, the AFC has an Eastern division and a Western division and a Southern division and all that. And so, you know, it's a little silly to keep calling it the Big Ten or the SEC if it's expanded beyond those.
Right.
But I think it's just going to look like that. You know, there's going to be a Western division of the Big Ten. There's going to be a couple of Midwestern divisions of the Big Ten, maybe a Northeast division of the Big Ten. And so, you know, it sounds silly to say out loud, but if you think about it in pro sports, you know, take baseball. You have the Mariners and you have the Rays. Those teams could not be further apart than they are, but they're technically in the same league. And so I think, you know, as this becomes more normal and more, you know, kind of how things are going, I think it's going to, the weirdness is going to come off of it a little bit.
Yeah.
But it'll be interesting to watch. And, you know, on the flip side, I'm sure that those Big Ten football players are going to love trips to L.A. in November. So
exactly.
Big positive there.
All right. And a little bit of time that we have left. What are we? We're like 7 weeks away from Iowa, you and I, Iowa State football all kicking off, like, I think less than 50 days away. Are you ready? Are you prepared? Are you mentally and physically fit to get back in the daily throes of covering another Iowa football season, Dargan?
I'm not quite there yet, mainly because I enjoy baseball season, especially when, you know, as backwards as this is, other than October, my favorite time is right now, June and July, when it's nothing but baseball. There's baseball from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. And so when that transitions and the football chatter starts to come back, I'm always a little bummed because I kind of like, you know, the summer where baseball kind of has center stage as much as it does to itself. So I'll get there. I always do, as does everybody else who you know, is in this industry and covers college sports. But
yep.
No, I'm not quite there yet.
We were talking on the show last week that with Spencer Petras coming out of that Manning Passing Academy, do we need to start considering him for the Heisman?
We do not.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No.
We'll put that one to bed.
I feel kind of good in that one.
Okay. All right. I'll write you down, and we've marked the tape on that one in case you got to eat crow. We'll play that one back for you later on.
Yeah. I'll gladly take those on.
So do you see the formula largely being the same? The defense and special teams has to be great, or do you think that somehow, some way, the offense is able to provide something more on a consistent basis and take a little bit of pressure off those other two units?
I think inevitably it's going to have to some extent. You know, it doesn't need to turn into, you know, the greatest show on turf overnight, and frankly it's not going to, but you know, we saw the Iowa defense play about as well as a Power 5 college football defense could play last year.
Yeah.
And still, so many times, you know, games weren't decided until the fourth quarter and late in the fourth quarter. And obviously, Iowa ended up on the right side of those more times than not last year. And, you know, a 10-win season and a division title, you know, what Iowa's been producing of late, that's definitely something to be, you know, that's a pretty solid accomplishment. But, you know, it's hard to count on every close game or the majority of the close games going your way each year. And so I think the offense is going to have to make up, you know, some of the difference in that. And, you know, I'm not exactly sure how or what it's going to look like because, you know, I think Iowa's offense has lost some big pieces more than anything. You know, yeah. Obviously there are going to be some guys who, you know, take the next step, whether it's Keegan Johnson or Arlen Bruce or whomever. But you look at it right now, as we said, and, you know, your best offensive lineman is gone. Two key receivers are gone. Your best running back is gone. So, and that is coming off of a terrible offensive season. So, and all the chatter out of Iowa City has been about how, you know, there's been adjustments, but it's not, you know, there's not been a complete overhaul. So it'll be interesting because, you know, as much as Brian Ferentz and Iowa, as much as they care or don't care, thought that there was, you know, pressure offensively last year, if they have another offensive season like last year, it's gonna get pretty heated.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, if that does play itself out that way, I mean, how can you continue to allow Brian Ferentz to lead the offense? But one last thing for you, Dargan. You cover you and I when you can. I thought you and I in Iowa were maybe the most similar they had been in some time last season, where it was defense gave you a chance every game, and it was just a matter of can the offense score 17 to 24 points. A new offensive coordinator who I, you know, despite maybe being able to be jaded after covering the program for years, I think there's real reason for excitement there. Build an entirely new offense, according to Mark Farley. And I don't think you could have handpicked a better schedule to try to get 8-plus wins than the one that the Panthers have this season. What do you see, real quick, that the Panthers might be able to accomplish?
Yeah, you know, it is interesting how those programs mirror each other in a lot of ways. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, we'll see if the offense, you know, it doesn't hurt to kind of try something new because, you know, the last couple of years have been a struggle in terms of, you know, making those great defensive efforts hold up. And it's just, you know, those defensive efforts are needed to keep you in the game rather than win you the game. So, you know, that's kind of where the focus is with this team as well. And so, you know, I think there's promise there that it can be better than it was, but, you know, obviously we gotta see it on the field.
Dargan, great stuff, man. Great to catch up. Take care. Enjoy your baseball, and we'll speak again soon.
Alrighty, appreciate it.
Dargan Southard, Des Moines Register, kind enough to join us on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. All right, let's take this next time out. Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim coming up. On the other side, got some audio from Shrine Bowl assistant coach. We know him as Waterloo Columbus football head coach Brad Schmidt. Also got some audio from Fran McCaffrey, if we have time for it, talking about how his former All-American Keegan Murray was named the NBA Summer League MVP. That's next. We're back right after this.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey is not surprised Keegan Murray had a successful debut this summer. The former Hawkeye All-American was named the MVP of the NBA Summer League after averaging more than 23 points and 7 rebounds.
No disrespect to anybody that was drafted ahead of him, but you know, I felt like Keegan and Bonchero were the two best players in the draft, and I said that to anybody that would listen. And I'm, you know, I'm a big Chet Holmgren guy. I love Chet. We recruited Chet. I just think Keegan's better than those other guys.
Murray was taken fourth in the NBA draft by the Sacramento Kings. The Iowa-Iowa State football game on September 10th in Kinnick Stadium is officially sold out. Iowa officials made the announcement today and say the October 1st game against Michigan in Kinnick Stadium has also been sold out. Todd Kim, Radio Iowa Sports.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Gotta go. Where'd I put... Ah! Wallet. Check. And... Oh, phone. Check. Lunch. Check.
Checking for the things you need doesn't take long. But what about checking for your safety? At checktoprotect.org, it only takes seconds to check for open recalls on your car and find the closest dealer who can make the repair for free. Before you go, take a minute. Visit checktoprotect.org. Check to Protect is a program of the National Safety Council.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 86. This is how you say, "Gee Willikers, it's a hot one." Let's cool down with some Bud Lights. That's it for today. Bud Light. Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
They say practice makes perfect. But once you've got it down, that's only the beginning. There's a whole world out there waiting to see what you can do. So this is for the creators, the performers, and the innovators who love to inspire, be inspired, and do what they love to do. So, whenever you're ready to put yourself out there, we've got your back. Because whoever you aspire to be, First Bank will be the first to serve you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Looking for your next pre-owned vehicle? Shop Community Motors and Community 2, the Cedar Valley's pre-owned headquarters. Choose from over 400 quality pre-owned vehicles, many priced under 15 grand. Not looking to buy, but still want to sell? Even if you don't buy ours, we'll buy yours. All years, all makes, all models, we'll pay you top dollar. Great cars, great selection, and a better car buying experience. Visit Community Motors and Community 2 in Cedar Falls today and experience the right way to buy your next vehicle.
Welcome back to Cole and Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan app.
Yeah, welcome back. Wednesday edition of the show continues. Just a quick note, yours truly taking some vacation. I am off on Friday and going to be in early tomorrow to do some work here at the office, but we'll be taking off and Yeah, you know, playing some golf, doing some vacation things, all right? As I was telling our intern, David Warrington, earlier today, as Jim Rome would say, clones, you know why I take so much vacation? It's because I have so much vacation. And I wish I could say that with a straight face, David. I have an okay amount of vacation. I am content, let's say, with the amount of vacation that I have, because quite frankly, I'm just, I don't know, probably another character flaw. Like, I just don't make a habit on going places. I like a good staycation. Wake up in my own bed, go to the golf course when, you know, just kind of whenever it feels right. No schedule. I love a no schedule day. I mean, I don't know. You strike me as a guy who thrives off an itinerary, right? Like, you filled out the assignment book in high school, didn't you?
Yeah, you're dead on.
I knew it. Well, that's why you're good at what you do, you know? And if you're me, things will fall through the cracks from time to time. But, you know, one way or another, you know, potato, potato, we both get the job done. But, yeah, that's I love a no-schedule day where you wake up and nothing is on the schedule. Now, does the idea of that frighten you?
No, I mean, if I don't have anything I need to get done, then, yeah, that's nice. But if I have a trip or something, I want to know exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah, yeah, I got a buddy of mine, Eric, bless his soul. I've been on probably, I think, three different bachelor parties, one his very own bachelor party, and you could always count on when you're going on a bachelor party with Eric that there will be an itinerary that gets sent out. And then the one thing you can really appreciate is because, you know, you get to, especially when you get to a certain age, like what you'll end up doing is you're on a bachelor party and maybe you need to get some food in your system, right? Well, somebody will be like, don't worry, guys. Like, don't everybody hand your card. Like, I'll get this, you know, and then you put it on the spreadsheet. So not only would he do the itinerary, he would do the financing spreadsheet and keep tabs on all that. And then you just trust the guy because he's a numbers guy. And then he says, here's your bill. Here's your bill from the bachelor party. Here's what you owe. Here's what you owe. So you know what, David, as much as it might seem like I'm giving you a hard time, we got to have people like Eric and you around. For guys like me. Otherwise, I don't know what the hell would happen to us. But to dig in here in the time that we do have, want to make sure we get to some audio. The 50th annual Shrine Bowl kicks off at 4 this Saturday at the Unidome. You're going to be doing the PA, right?
Correct, yeah.
All right, so David's going to be there. I'm going to be there on behalf of my other employer, the Cedar Rapids Gazette. And Waterloo Columbus head coach Brad Schmidt is an assistant for the North squad. There are eight. You'd read them during area sports news and scores. Eight area players set to compete for the North. And we recently caught up with Coach Schmidt. And he says, as you might imagine, he's loved the attitude of these guys that he's worked with.
You know, a lot of our kids committed. You know, I think that's been one of the positives of this experience is, you know, they want to be here. And they love football. You know, we're running two-a-day practices and definitely been a shock to their system. But at the same time, no complaints. And, you know, kids are working hard. You know, our plan is to come out and compete and, you know, run the football, fly around on defense and run some play action. It's been nothing but positives thus far. And I can't say enough about kids we've gotten to work with and the coaches that I've gotten to work with as well.
Coach Schmidt's been a head coach for some time now. So we asked him, what's it like going back to the old school and just being an assistant?
So I'm coaching running backs, fullbacks, working with the tight ends a little bit. So I'm on the offensive side of the ball, which is, you know, where I'm most comfortable. We got a back out of Independence and Marcus Beatty, Kaywan Owens from Waterloo East, Will Lynch from Cedar Falls. So I got a couple local kids that I've been working with. Landon Van Kiekerix from Boyden Hole, who's at the University of Iowa, will be playing there in the fall. Evan Sloan from Garner. So got a great solid group. They've really bought in, and they've been working extremely hard. So they're going to make me look pretty good on Saturday.
And here's more of Coach Schmidt talking about being an assistant.
You know, it's unique. You know, it's kind of nice to, you know, all the big decisions, you know, lay on Steve's plate. And, you know, I essentially just get to coach my guys. So that's been a lot of fun.
And that head coach is Steve Milder. He's coaching the North in this 50th annual Shrine Bowl, which is pretty crazy because he just completed his 50th year coaching Iowa high school football and is 46th with West Central out of Stewart, Iowa. Mark Simpson will have some audio from Coach Milder tomorrow morning between 6 and 8. As I told you, yours truly off for the rest of the week, so you can enjoy Zach Gelb. And then on Friday, you'll just get a half hour of Zach as Cubs pregame in Philadelphia against the Phillies is going to begin at 5:30. But let's take this final timeout. NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. We come back, wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Steve Weissman with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. We still don't know where Jimmy Garoppolo will throw passes next season, but now we know when. NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport says the Niners quarterback is expected to be fully cleared to play by mid-August following surgery on his right shoulder. Rappaport adds any trade of Jimmy G likely won't happen until then. Meantime, the Jets and Falcons, among eight teams to have rookies report to training camp Tuesday, and they both got key draft picks under contract just in time. Jets signed second-round running back Breece Hall, while the Falcons inked quarterback Desmond Ridder, also a second-round pick. And Rob Gronkowski insists he really is done with football, but his girlfriend isn't so sure. Camille Kostic tells Sports Illustrated she doesn't think Gronk's current retirement is, quote, the forever one, adding that she feels like Gronkowski and Tom Brady are having fun going back and forth from retirement. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
When it comes to allergies, a small drop can make a big difference. Experience an improved way to treat your allergies, oral allergy drops. Available locally from the Cedar Valley Center for ENT, Sinus, and Allergy. A twice-daily treatment that you can take at home for lasting allergy relief with less hassle. Avoid weekly allergy shots at your doctor's office. And do it all without a referral. Visit CVAllergy.com today. That's CVAllergy.com.
Come on! Where's the defense?
Everybody knows the best offense is a good defense. And when it comes to corn pests, you need the best team in traits. Durakid Viptera trait stacks guard against 16 above and below ground corn pests, like mid-season threats of corn earworm, western bean cutworm, and corn rootworm, giving you comprehensive control when it matters most.
Here we go. Come on, let's stop them.
Don't worry. We will. It's defense season. Visit DurakidVipTerra.com to learn more.
At Golden Harvest, our best skill is knowing how to listen. From our Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to our expert insights housed in the Illuminate Digital Agronomy platform, everything we offer is an answer to what we've heard from you. This is how we listen.
Copyright 2021 Syngenta. The trademarks or service marks used herein are the property of a Syngenta Group company. All other trademarks are the property of their respective owners.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Over the years, Major League Baseball has caught a lot of flack for being uninteresting. And if we're being honest, most of those claims aren't that far off. But last night's All-Star Game was a little different. Despite the American League winning the event for the ninth consecutive year, the All-Star Game was a lot of fun. The game featured superstar talent on both sides. Players were mic'd up, had some home runs, and the league allowed some aging stars like Albert Pujols and Miguel Cabrera to participate. Competing with the NFL or NBA is a tall task for baseball. In today's day and age, sports fans are attracted to action, and baseball doesn't have as much action as basketball or football. And the games take significantly longer to finish, or at least it feels that way. That's caused baseball to fall behind. But if last night is any indication of where the sport is going, there could be hope for baseball. Because although the league is often criticized for being stuck in the past, it looks like Major League Baseball may finally be learning how to attract a new audience, a younger one. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. And now, a message from Discover about real rewards. If you're a loyal credit card customer, you should be rewarded for your loyalty, preferably with something that you actually want and something that you can actually use, something like Cashback Match. Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, because when it comes to rewards, you can't go wrong with cash back. Finally, rewards that make sense. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply.
Welcome back to Cole & Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan app and streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
To not give you nothing but crap all day about being a Cardinals fan, David. Trade deadline's coming up. Cardinals mention in the Juan Soto sweepstakes, but you're kind of like me balking at that. The Cardinals are actually competitive, unlike the Cubs. What's on your wish list for the Cardinals at the deadline?
I don't know. Just trying to find like a one piece or two pieces to really make that push, because they're just kind of right on the edge right now.
They arms need or bats?
Let's go with arms.
Yeah, a couple arms. Well, hopefully they don't get them.
Yeah.
And they miss the playoffs. No, good stuff today. Thanks to Dargan Southard of the Des Moines Register. As I mentioned, Zach Gelbin for me the rest of the week. I'll be back on Monday at 5.
You've been listening to Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.